ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। हरे कृष्ण। आई एक्सप्रेस माई ग्रेटिट्यूड टू बी अलाउड टू बी अमंगस्ट यू ऑन दिस वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ श्री बलराम अपियरेंस। वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू दिस वंडरफुल फेस्टिवल ऑफ लॉर्ड बलराम्स अपियरेंस डे। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी सॉ अ ब्यूटिफुल ड्रामा प्रेजेंटेड बाय परमहंस प्रभुज ग्रुप and we could see the dedication and the devotion, the love and the surrender that this great personality has towards the supreme personality of Godhead, that is Lakshmana to Ram, Balaram to Sri Krishna, and Nityananda to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Whatever the role may be, whatever the position may be, higher or lower, he remains subservient to Sri Krishna. You can see when Sita Devi was asked to enter fire and Lakshman was supposed to arrange the funeral at the fire, you know, and he was very upset actually. He wanted to tell Lord Ram, it is not fair. She has gone through so much torture through Ravana and all those ghastly demonesses who were there. And such threats, mental, emotional torture. And after all that, it's time to meet you, unite with you. And you are asking her to enter fire. But still he had to arrange the fire. She had to enter. When everything was fine, and some dobi said that, I'm not like Lord Ram, to accept you at home. You have spent the night in somebody else's house, I reject you. And immediately Lord Ram decided to send Sita to Valmiki Muni's ashram. And he told Lakshman, arrange a chariot and take her and deliver her to Valmiki Muni's ashram. Lakshman was crying, pleading to Lord Ram, please don't be so cruel. She's pregnant. This time she needs your shelter and association and kindness. And you haven't even told her. I know you are abandoning her. But I can't do this service, says Lakshman. Arrange the chariot and take her away. And he was driving the chariot. And Sita Devi was so happy because she was a great Vaishnavi, supreme Vaishnavi, supreme goddess of fortune. She was thinking that such a great fortune. I will be getting association of devotees, Sakshat Valmiki Muni, in my pregnancy time. So auspicious. She was happy in anticipatory mood of happiness that she is going to receive in short course of time. And Lakshman was crying, constantly crying. After some time she realized that Lakshman was crying. So she said, my dear Lakshman, why are you crying? Such a happy occasion, we are going to a saintly personality's ashram. Long time he could not speak anything. But then he said, my dear mother, you are not supposed to come back. I am supposed to leave you and go. And you are not going to be accepted by Lord Ram anymore. So such painful situations Lakshmanji went through, against his will actually. Of course, his will is not different from Lord Ram's will. But that emotional struggle that he went through, to see Sita suffering, So next lifetime, next incarnation, he came as Balaramji. It's a very beautiful relationship actually. For the sake of pastimes, it may be elder brother, younger brother, and I want to become your elder brother, so I can instruct you and not undergo such kind of emotional tussles through you, by you. But ultimately, he is the only personality in the whole existence, spiritual and material, that serves the Lord, that personality serves the Lord in all the rasas, all the five principal rasas. As Shantaras, he becomes the bedstead of Krishna, the ornaments of Krishna, the pitambara of Krishna, the flute of Krishna, the peacock feather of Krishna, the earrings and the armlets and the bracelets and the ankle bells and all the dresses that he wears, the flower garlands, even to the extent of Sri Vrindavan Dham is the manifestation of the body of Balaram. That is why when we go to Vrindavan Dham, we get down Mathura station, first we offer our obeisances to Balaramji. Because he is the one who has become Vrindavan Dham for enabling Krishna to perform pastime by giving him platform of Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Vrindavan Dham is not different from Sri Balaramji himself. So we offer our obeisances because we are not qualified to step on him. But still, to take darshan of the beautiful places of Sri Vrindavan Dham and to serve there, we have to enter and put our wretched feet on the land of Vrindavan. That very Vrindavan Dham is expansion of Sri Balaramji. Even Gaulok Vrindavan is Sri Balaramji himself. What to speak of Bhauma Vrindavan, which has been sent from Gaulok Vrindavan on earth. Then he is Dasya. Whenever Krishna goes to pasture grounds and he gets tired, he massages Krishna's feet, puts those lotus feet, blue lotus feet with red soles in his lap, and with his strong hands he massages the butter-like lotus feet of Krishna and gives him pleasure and makes him rest, get de-stressed from the fatigue that he has gone through. Sometimes he will put him on his lap, his head, and pat him and put him to sleep whenever he is tired in the forest. He would feed him and serve him whatever way he can serve him. And he is a very great friend of Krishna. You can see we will describe in our discussion today how Balaramji's pastimes and Krishna's pastimes are non-separable. Can we describe Balaram's pastime without Krishna? Impossible. Because their pastimes are so united and so mixed with each other. This one without the other is incomplete. It cannot be completed. So all the loving, friendly pastimes, all teasings, all quarrels, all fights, all competition with Mother Yashoda and Rohini, all this is Sakhyaras, the friendly relationship that Balaramji has with Krishna. And then Balaramji's elder son of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Vasudev, Rohini. So whenever they would prepare to go to forest, Yashoda Mai would always take Balaram aside and talk to him. See, you know our Kana, how naughty he is, how restless he is. You know, he will jump from branches of the tree, he will jump in Jamuna, he will be, you know, sometimes mischievous with ferocious animals, he will do anything. But you are elder brother, please take care of him. See, when he goes by the side of Jamuna, he doesn't fall in Jamuna. You should hold his hand and protect him. You know, he is very adventurous. He does so many things which he is not supposed to do. But you please take care of him. So then he comes in Vatsalya Bhav. He comes in paternal mood. And always protective towards Krishna. That is Vatsalya Bhav. And then lo and behold, he wants to serve Krishna in Madhurya Bhav also, Shringar Ras also. So how he does that? He takes birth in the house of Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirti Maya as a younger sister of Radharani. Radharani has elder brother, Sri Dama. Then there is Radharani. And then Ananga Manjari is the younger daughter of Vrishabhanu and Kirti Maya. And in the form of Ananga Manjari, he heartfelt services to Radharani and to Gopis he offers in Shringar Ras and Madhuri Ras. So this is the only personality. Whatever position he may take, but always, always, always he is only serving, serving and serving. That's why Srila Prabhupada describes him as Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. Sri Krishna is the Param Purushottam, Supreme Personality of Godhead. The only master of the whole creation and existence. And Sri Balaramji also is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is Servitor Godhead. Srila Prabhupada explains that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is the color. Sri Balaramji is like the bright, effulgent spring cloud that comes in month of Chaitra. Very beautiful, shining, effulgent, fair colored. And Sri Krishna is the color of the cloud which is filled with water and is about to rain. Rain and please everybody. Like people in Bombay are so much burning, scorching with heat. Now they are drenched with so much of water and from skies. So Sri Krishna is of the color of dark monsoon cloud and Sri Balaramji is the color of spring, bright, fair cloud. Only with this difference, there is no other difference between Sri Krishna and Sri Balaramji. That means Sri Balaramji has all the six opulences, all the attributes of Sri Krishna, except the color. But still, Sri Balaramji's personality is very unique and very inspiring. Srila Prabhupada explains that Sri Balaramji is a very integral personality in one's devotional service. Nayam Atma Balahine Nalabhya. Prabhupada quotes this in Krishna book and various places. One cannot attain the supreme platform of self-realization without being sufficiently favored by Balaram. So, on this auspicious day, we all have to gather our heart, gather our emotions and feeling and concentrate them towards the lotus feet of Balaramji, begging him, please favor us, please throw your merciful glances of mercy upon us, kripa kataksha. Please give us that favorable predisposition towards Sri Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the goal of our life, the worshipable object of our life. Without you, O Balaramji, we cannot even imagine to attain devotion to Krishna. So, Balaramji is the source of spiritual strength. Bala, all that is supposed to be Bala, comes from Sri Balaram. That means, the most important of that Bala is spiritual strength. Spiritual strength means, we require strength to perform our chanting. Does everybody agree with this? Do we require strength to chant Hare Krishna? Yes, we all require strength, the determination, the strength of determination, the strength of conviction, strength of enthusiasm to chant Hare Krishna, and that comes from Sri Balaramji. We also require intellectual strength to make decision of rationalization, make a rational decision when time comes to have dvandva in our life, a situation which is having, I should do this or do that. So that intellectual strength also comes from Balaramji. Then we require emotional strength from worldly point of view to bear with the different kind of situation that happened to our life, which put us in stress. To bear with that, we require emotional strength to still carry on, to help others to carry on, to counsel others to carry on. That strength comes from Balaram. Mental strength to think, to feel and to desire to serve Krishna comes from Lord Balaram. All of us need that strength. For mind starts thinking of sense gratification, mind starts feeling the worldly enjoyments, the mind starts thinking about the worldly enjoyments, then spiritual life becomes disastrous. So we need that mental power that we call as willpower. Everybody wants willpower. Even to execute something, against all odds, we require willpower. So we have to pray to Balaramji to give us that willpower to execute that service. The biggest service is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We need willpower to perform our sadhana. Continuously, regularly, uninterruptedly, every day in our life. It's not that seasonally we chant Hare Krishna when festive season comes. Savan Bhado, Chaturmasya. It's not like that. Our sadhana is Not in 7 months only. Our sadhana is all throughout the year, all 12 months in a year, you know. Because in Maharashtra, you know, in ritualistic atmosphere, everybody does, becomes very devotional when Shravan month comes. They do all their nonsense on the Amavasya day and then they want to be a little religious on Shravan. But the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us requires 12-month performance. Can we take off on Sunday? Can we take off on 15th August? No. In fact, we have to chant more on that day. Make it holy. The purpose of holiday is to make it holy. So we look for the opportunity when there is free time and we chant. And for all that, you require a lot of determination. And that wonderful quality of determination is bestowed upon us by Sri Balaramji. And what to speak of physical strength? Physical strength also is required. Huh? If the health is fine, then we can perform devotion. If health is fine, then we can go around Govardhan 22 kilometers. Every time we do Govardhan Puja, Govardhan Parikrama, we pray to Balaramji to give us strength. More important is the strength of mind to do the Parikrama. Because, you know, the fear always is there, whether I'll be able to complete or not. Whether I'll have to give up in between or not. So first we pray for the determination, conviction, and then we pray for the strength to go on. The last 5 kilometers, everybody is praying, asking again and again, how many meters, how many feet, how many feet to the destination. But I've seen, my experience is that by praying to Balaramji, every parikrama is complete. Somehow or other. You know, we started doing parikrama of Govardhan when we were 21 years old. So many years have passed. But still by the mercy of Sri Balaramji, it's going on. And I hope it will go on for many more years. Because some physical strength is something which is going from us. But we don't want to pray to Balaramji that let us have strength of 20-year-old boy. Because we cannot think of breaking the laws of nature. Laws of nature cannot be defied. But at the same time, unbelievably, Sri Balaramji can give you strength when it is not expected to be there. If you want to serve Krishna. Like for example, that Goswamiji who was running with Sriji Maharani from Siopur to Barsana. Because when Mughals were attacking, the DT of Sriji was taken to Siopur. And then one day Sriji told, Radharani told that Goswamiji, take me away from that place now. I want to go back to Barsana. And the king would not allow. So he ran away with her in the middle of the night. And he was very, very, very old man. But he felt that he had strength of a young man. And he was flying as if he was, with the speed of mind, he was flying. But he was thinking that he was walking on the road, he was walking. So that kind of strength which is unusual is also coming from Sri Balaramji. At times when you require it, and you are supposed to be most physically weak. So that man, old man was like, he was unbelievably running, he was not able to believe himself, how I am running. But he understood that it is divine strength. Same thing with Srila Prabhupada, you know, at the fag end of 69 years, he began his movement. And he was always up. In the middle of the night, he was always up for Mangalarti, he was always walking, he was always writing, he was always conversing with people, always guiding people. All throughout the day he would be busy. A person who is in 70s and 80s is not expected to have this kind of strength. But all that strength was coming from Sri Balaramji. That is why Srila Prabhupada explained us that Balaramji is Guru Tattva. He is the very original personification of Guru Tattva. Original spiritual master. And all our spiritual masters all over the world, whoever exists, is all the representation of Sri Balaramji. So Srila Prabhupada, our Gurudev, all the Gurudevs of all the devotees are, all Gurudevs are the representatives of Sri Balaramji. That means the potency of connecting us to Krishna comes to Sri Gurudev by the mercy of Sri Balaramji. So we are so indebted and we have to be eternally indebted. Because of this great personality called Balaramji, we are able to hope, desire and hope that we will one day meet Krishna. Because even though he is personally not physically present with us, he sends Sri Gurudev as his representative to connect us to Sri Krishna. So Sri Balaramji is the only link with Krishna, and because Sri Lagurudev is the personification of the mercy of Sri Balaramji, he is our only connection with Krishna. So when we follow the order of Gurudev, it is actually order of Balaramji on behalf of Sri Krishna to engage us in service to Krishna. So when we get an order of Sri Gurudev, it is the concentrated mercy of Sri Balaramji that comes to us. It is not something to be taken very lightly. Oh, I will do it whenever I can do. We have general instructions like chant Hare Krishna and follow four regulatory principles, eat prasadam, be with the devotees, read scriptures, serve the devotees. Beyond, even these is also the concentrated mercy. At the same time, something specific comes to us. That is a special mercy of Sri Balaramji upon us. And when we fulfill that, what we receive by the mercy of Balaramji is more intensified connection with Sri Krishna. So we have to understand the instruction of Sri Gurudev in that fashion. It's not just somebody who is maybe in Indian body or a foreign body is now feeling that this is important. This is not relevant, because when I ask my neighbor, for him it's not relevant. But it's relevant for us because it is specifically designed for a particular soul. When we become initiated disciples in a bona fide sampradaya, there is a tailor-made program made for us to make spiritual advancement. And that is Balaramji's special plan, which is executed through the agency of Sri Gurudev. And it is not what is relevant to me is relevant to others. Most of the times it is very specific. Like Srila Prabhupada told some sannyasis to stay in Vrindavan and do construction. And some sannyasis is told to go and preach all over the world. Same sampradaya, same guru, but still the instructions are different, because instruction of Gurudev is meant for self-realization and spiritual progress of an individual soul, tailor-made. At the same time, the sustaining power of the nature is materially understood as law of gravity. We know that everything is supported by law of gravity. It falls down by the law of gravity. But actually, the law of gravity is a display of the potency of Sankarshan Balaram. Because, I will tell you a nice story, how it is this display of Lord Balaram. One day, Lord Vishnu told Shesha, that is Ananta Shesha, that please lift the earth on your head. Then Shesha said, please fix up some time period for me to hold it. And then Vishnu said, start chanting my names and pastimes. When that will end, you can keep the earth down. Shesha said, who will support me when I will hold earth on my head, with earth on my head? Then Vishnu said, as a tortoise, I will support you. Then Shesha went 1 lakh yojanas, that is 8 lakh miles below Patal Loka, and lifted whole Bhumandala and held on his central hood only one hood. He has 1,000 hoods, only on one hood he held the Bhumandala. All snakes followed him and stayed in various Patal Lokas. I mean, Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Mahatala, Talatala and Rasatala. So, this particular pastime is called a Shesha Akhyan. And by which we can understand that all the Bhumandala that we are living on is actually held by Sri Balaramji. But still, that Balaramji also is supported by Sri Krishna in Kurma Avatar. Because when he went 1 lakh yojanas below Patal Loka, below him went Kurma Avatar and supported Sri Balaramji. But for us, we have to understand that we are supported by the display of spiritual strength by Sri Balaramji. So like this, we can see, in principle, philosophically and technically, Sri Balaramji is a very important personality for us. And that Balaramji, in the next incarnation, comes as Sri Nityananda. It is said, Prabhupada explains in Krishna book that Balaramji is extremely merciful. But in Krishna, when he comes with Krishna, he displays his mercy by killing the demons, by displaying his strength. He is very happy, he is very pleased to display his strength. But when the same personality comes as Nityananda, all that prowess of killing and punishing goes away And what remains is the essence of that personality, which is fully manifest in the personality of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ki! And you can see, so much mercy. Sometimes it's called as avadhut. Even Balaram is called as avadhut. Because of unpredictable behavior. What he will do, what time, nobody knows. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is never appears to be intoxicated. Reeling eyes and rolling eyes. But Balaramji is, you know, whenever he goes out. Varun Dev sends his daughter Varuni in the form of a beautiful honey-like beverage, which is oozing out the leaves of the trees when Balaramji is around. And all that beautiful beverage is collected and then is given to Balaramji as Varuni. And Varuni is drunk by Balaramji. And then Balaramji gets totally spiritually intoxicated, his eyes rolling and reeling, and he behaves very unpredictably. So he is avadhuta. So Nityananda Prabhu also is avadhuta. But even as Nityananda Prabhu, his avadhut nature is also designed to be only merciful only. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that when you see Nityananda Prabhu in a brothel house or in a alcohol place, what is it called at that? Bar. One should not misunderstand him. He is only gone there to deliver somebody. That is his personality. You will find him in very odd places doing odd things. Like here, Haridas Thakur is saying, no, please don't take me. It is very dangerous to go near these people. They are atrocious. They are burning houses. They are raping women. They are killing people. They are hurting everybody. You don't tell me to go there. But he says, no, if these two people become devotees, then my Lord Gaurachandra's fame will be known all over the world, all over three worlds. Everybody will become devotee. If only these two people become devotees. So, it's very unusual, you know. So you may say that, no, I will, in the effort of convincing these people to become devotees, in that same effort I can make maybe hundreds of couples as devotees. But he says, no, the potency that these two have to become devotees, if they become devotees, this event will become so powerful that everybody will become devotee. Understanding the mercy of Lord Gauranga. So he was determined, he was pulling Haridas. Almost they saved their life one day. Because he was chased by Jagai and Madai. Again, when the report was given to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was told that this Nityananda is a very dangerous person. Cannot go with him. What he will do and how he will risk others' lives along with his, nobody can predict. So they were saying, be careful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, take care when you are preaching. Again, next day, he was so inspired to see Jagai and Madai. While they were all performing atrocious activities, Nityananda Prabhu went and fell at their feet. Please chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhanapran. This is the only purpose of life, to chant the name of Sri Krishna and perfect our life. So what? You dare to tell me to chant? So he picked up the earthen pot. They had a plastic pot today. They were Kali Yuga Jagai and Madai. He had an earthen pot. And he didn't just hit with, you know, little force. He hit with force to kill. Immediately his face was flooded with blood. And supreme strength personified in this merciful incarnation fell down unconscious almost at the feet of... Is Jagai or Madai who hit him? Madai. Fell down. And instantly appeared Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, Chakra, Chakra, Chakra. Chakra appeared on the finger of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is about to devour Jagai and Madai. How dare you to attempt to kill my devotees? But you know something? That chakra could not leave the finger of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Sri Krishna himself, ordering chakra to leave and cut the heads of Jagai and Madai. But the chakra couldn't leave the finger because as soon as Mahaprabhu invoked chakra, the unconscious, so-called unconscious Nityananda Prabhu woke up and fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, Mahaprabhu Gauranga, please do not do this. If you do this, then you'll have to kill everybody in Kali Yuga. Everybody is mini Jagai and Madai. Everybody is so sinful in some or other way. And then you'll have to kill everybody. Then what to speak of your mission for which you have come? All the mission fails here.
So please do not let your mission fail. Please be merciful. Save them. Be kind to them. That is why the chakra could not leave. That means the power of Lord's desire to punish was defeated by the power of compassion of Nityananda Prabhu. And the chakra also was obliged not to leave the finger of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he left finally. You can see so much mercy. What is the philosophy of mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? Mar khaye prem de. Mar khake prem dete. Generally people prem dete hain aur prem lete hain. By giving love, they receive love. And they give love and receive love. Here Lord Nityananda's philosophy is that you get hurt, you get punished, you get troubled by others, and still you give mercy to others. That is our moment. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moment, Lord Nityananda Prabhu's moment, is not a moment of revenge. That okay, as long as we are nice and people are nice with us, go on. People are bad with us, revenge. Punish them. That was Krishna incarnation, that is Dwapar Yuga. In Kali Yuga, we are taught to give mercy, to forgive what has happened to us, and to give the essence of life, the mercy of Lord Gauranga to everybody else. That is why Srila Prabhupada got too much trouble, you know, so much, in one sense, atrocities he went through, so many difficulties and so many troubles. Mr. N in Juhu. But Prabhupada was talking sometimes angrily and sometimes in a strong way about Mr. N. But still, he was very kind. He was very kind to his wife afterwards also. He gave shelter to him. So he carried the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, of forgiveness, and still giving the essence of Sri Krishna Bhakti to all the fallen conditioned souls, without looking for qualification, yogyata vichara nahi. He never considered what is the method of receiving the mercy of Lord Nityananda is to simply sometimes shed one tear from one corner of the eye while chanting the name of Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Simply having sincere desire and chanting the holy name of the Lord, if one does, Lord Nityananda bestows that personality with Krishna Prem. When you chant Gaura Nityananda, Nithai Gaur, Krishna Prem runs behind that person who chants the name of Gaur Nithai. This is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This Krishna Prem, the very Krishna Prem, love of Godhead, runs behind that person to bestow him with the mercy of Krishna Prem when we chant Gaur Nithai. So today is the appearance day of that grace personality, the original personality of that mercy, that strength, Sri Balaramji. And again, technically, Sri Krishna expanded first into Balaramji. He is called Leela Avatar. There are six kinds of avatars of Sri Krishna. One of them is Leela, for the purpose of expanding Leela pastimes of Sri Krishna. Balaramji's personality was created, which is non-different from Krishna. And then Sri Balaramji, how he is support of all the sampradaya. Original guru, how? Because then he expands into Chaturvyuha. Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudev. Then that Sankarshan develops himself into another Sankarshana. Maybe you can say Sankarshan 2. That Lord Sankarshan 2 expands into Narayan. And to this level, all the personalities into this expansions are governing the spiritual world, where there is no birth and death. Then this Lord Narayan expands into Mahavishnu. And this Mahavishnu then creates the whole material creation through Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu, to Kshiradaka Shai Vishnu, then to Paramatma, and then to Brahma, and all the living entities. So Sri Balaramji is that personality. First expansion of Sri Krishna. And he gives so much pleasure to Sri Krishna through his activities. Through all his activities, he is a source of so much pleasure. So, we'll go into history now. That some history, I'll tell you in brief. There was a sadhu called Vedashira performing his bhajan in one mountain. And one Ashwashira sadhu came there. So Vedashara said, you don't perform your bhajan here because I am performing my bhajan here. So Ashvachara said, everything belongs to Sri Krishna. Why are you saying you don't do this here and there? This doesn't belong to you. And a small thing, but it created quarrel. And then Vedashira, and then Ashvachara actually cursed Vedashira to become a snake. So he became Kaliya. And then in return he said, with a small thing you curse like this, you're so eager to curse, you are wandering everywhere, here and there, you become a crow, like a crow is wandering here and there. So he became a crow. And then Vishnu appeared and he said, oh Vedashira, as a snake, you will become Kaliya. And also, Ashvachara cursed, while cursing that, you will become very fearful of Garuda. So the Lord Vishnu immediately appeared. He said, this is my divine desire by which you all fought. Because they were also, after cursing, repenting. How we did this heinous activity of cursing one another? So, Lord Krishna, Vishnu said that you will become Kaliya and you will have my footprints on your head by my pastime and you will be free from the fear of Garuda. And he said, Ashvachara, you will become a crow, but you will be known as famous great rishi called Kakabhushunda. And you will be the great devotee of Lord Ram, my incarnation. And with highest form of gyan and siddhi, you will be bestowed. You will become Trikala Darshi. So Kakabhushunda became great Ram Bhakta. He was allowed to stay in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. And he told Ramayana to Garudadev. Huh? Then what happened in Chakshusha Manvantar, in the Manvantar of Chakshush Manu, the son of Prachitas, Daksha, Prajapati, married his 11 daughters to Maharshi Kashyapa. The best among the 11 daughters who were married to Kashyapa were Kadru. And she gave birth to all this snake progeny. And the eldest snake was Shesha, with 1,000 hoods. He was the eldest son, Jeshta Putra. And Kaliya was one of them. And he also had many hoods. And so many snakes were given birth by Kadru. We had sometimes hundreds of heads, 500 heads filled with poison. And they were given Ramanaka Dweep by Brahma to stay on earth in one place. It was in Fiji Island. Or they were given generally all the places in the six kinds of hellish planets. Now that Kadru incarnated as Rohini Devi. That is why I told this story to you. And that Sheshnag incarnated as Balaramji. This is the history of Sri Krishna, Sri Balaramji and Rohini. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Rohini was one of the 16 wives of Vasudev. Vasudev had 16 wives. Devaki was one of them and Rohini was one of them. And interestingly, in my readings it came that she was sister of Vidura. So Vasudev was brother-in-law of Vidura. And the story goes like this, that when earth was too much in pain, suffering because of atrocities of so many demoniac kings, she was burdened. She went to Brahma, and then Brahma went to Lord Vishnu at the banks of the Kshir Sagar with all the demigods and mother cow in the form of earth in the form of mother cow. And then Lord Vishnu, amazingly, all this scene was taken by Lord Vishnu to Golok Vrindavan. And in Golok Vrindavan, Sri Ramchandra appeared and merged in the form of Sri Krishna. Narsingdev appeared, merged in the form of Sri Krishna. All the other incarnations appeared with all their prowess and merged in Sri Krishna. And then Sri Krishna assured earth that I will come, don't worry. Instructed Brahma to instruct all the demigods to take various positions in the cowherd community and in the Kshatriya community. Yadavas and Vrishnis and Nanda Maharaja's progeny. And he will come as the eighth son of Devaki and perform his pastimes and kill Kamsa and all the demons. And then opportune time came that Kamsa was pulling the chariot of Devaki. Devaki is the daughter of Devaka, cousin sister of Kamsa. When she got married, you know, generally when royal people get married, There are chauffeurs and drivers to drive. But out of love, sometimes the brother says, no, I will drive. And it's a usual custom also in many Indian communities that when the daughter gets married, the brother drives the sister to the husband's house. So same way, Kamsa was inspired out of love for Devaki, and he took the chariot away and he took himself the reins of the chariot and was driving, and suddenly the Akashvani came that, oh foolish Kamsa, the eighth son of your very sister whose chariot you are driving will be the cause of your death. So immediately all the love ended there. This is a sign of a demon. As long as the swarth is fulfilled, that person appears to be loving, friendly, everything. As soon as one iota of selfishness is hindered, his self-interest, immediately all the animosity, envy, anger, rage, everything appears. So immediately, instantly, when there were Brahminical hymns were going on and some loving songs are being sung, somebody was dancing and music was going on, suddenly he roared. No, everything just stopped instantly. He pulled his sword, which was so powerful. With that sword he has conquered all the demons in the world. That sword he pulled up to kill a woman who is his dear sister. Pulled her hair in left hand, and right hand he was about to chop her head off. That why have eight sons? Let us kill this lady only, who happened to be my sister. Vasudeva is supposed to be very mature and balanced and composed personality. He did not lose his cool. I mean, he was disturbed, but he was very, very mature and controlled. And he somehow convinced him that your fear is from the eighth son of my wife, not from my wife, from your dear sister. How can you do this? Nothing, no other philosophy worked on him. Only one thing worked on him, that I will deliver all the children born of my wife to you whenever they are born, immediately. And immediately the sword came down. Because that was only convincing for his materialistic, selfish, you know, consciousness. But okay, I understand this, that she is not going to kill me, the son will kill me. So, and you know, Vasudeva's personality is such a wonderful personality. Vasudeva just didn't say this to save the situation, to save his wife's life, or to save himself from the wrath. As soon as Kirtiman, the first son, was born, Vasudeva went. And even personality like Kamsa, who was so atrocious, so heinous, so demoniac, was impressed. Wow, look at the personality of Vasudeva. I really appreciate you. Your own very son, the first son out of your marriage, you have been bringing here. You know I'm going to kill him. I truly appreciate your worthiness and truthfulness. Your true Satya Vachani. In fact, he even accepted that kind of a impossible looking proposal because it was being spoken by Vasudeva like personality. Vasudeva even before was famous for his Satya Vachana. So he said, oh, take this Kirtiman away. I have no fear from this particular child. And then Narad Muni is telling Bahulashva, then I came there to enhance the sinful burden of Kamsa. And I told him, Narad Muni tells Bahulashva, I told Kamsa that in a flower, when there is rounded, shaped petals, whichever you start one, the other one becomes eighth one. And when you take the eighth one as first one, then the other one becomes first one. When you take the third one as first one, something else becomes eighth one. So in this way, which is the eighth one and which is the first one, nobody can say. And this Vamagati, you know, these demigods are all Vamagati. All the Vrishabhanu and family are incarnations of demigods. All the Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and the family are incarnation of Vasus. And all the people in Mathura are all demigods. Everybody has come to conspire against you and to kill you. And all these demigods have Vamato Gati. Unpredictable moves they do. So which is the first one, which is the last one? We don't know. And that was really confusing and bewildering. So immediately he arrested Vasudeva Devaki, put them in prison and brought the first child and smashed him against the stone. And like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 children, one after another, born every year, were killed by Kamsa mercilessly. All the people of Mathura under the king Ugrasena became very agitated because Kamsa was doing very heinous activity. You know, killing his own sister's children. Such bad publicity and such bad example and such ghastly feelings in the heart in the Mathura Vasis was created by Kamsa's behavior. So Kamsa was summoned by Ugrasena. Stop all this nonsense. So Kamsa was so arrogant, so rude and so strong that when this discussion was going on in the assembly, Raj Sabha, Ugrasen was chastising Kamsa and all elderly people were chastising Kamsa. And there were some group of people from side of Ugrasen was chastising Kamsa. And there were some people on the side of Kamsa retaliating, and Kamsa stood up and said, "You all nonsense people." And he started war there. And that war, there was so much of bloodshed that there were rivers of blood flowing in Raj Sabha only. And then Kamsa, you know, it is said that when he raised his club, whoever the club touched, their heads were sliced into pieces. There were hands and legs and heads everywhere in the assembly with pools of blood. And he raised himself and arrested his father and put them in the prison. All the elderly people who were attacking him were all put in the prison. And he assumed the throne of his father, King Ugrasen. This happened after the 6 children were killed. And you can imagine, you know, there was effort to correct the situation and something worse happened. Kamsa became the king and started ruling everybody. And then Krishna in Golok Vrindavan called Yogmaya. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, he told, now my plenary portion, Anantashesha, is going to appear in the womb of Devaki. Oh dear Yogamaya, please, after establishing my plenary expansion, Shesha, in Devaki's womb, you please pull him from that and establish him in the womb of Rohini. You know, when all this happened, all this chaotic situation happened, immediately Rohini was sent to Gokul under the protection of Nanda Maharaj, looking at the, you know, anticipated difficulties that she may go through. Secretly she was sent by Vasudev, arranged, because he was in jail, he arranged him to send him to Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj, a very dear friend of Vasudev, at the same time he was also brother. Because the story is that Shurasen had two sons, Vasudev and Shurasen had two sons, one from Kshatriya wife, one from Vaishya wife. And Parjanya was the, Vaishya son who became the king of Mahavan. And his son is Nanda Maharaj along with four other brothers. And here Vasudev was Kshurasen's Kshatriya wife's son. So they were related. So close friends, then Vasudev sent her, and she was under protection of Nanda Maharaj. And she was pregnant already. Now there is, acharyas give explanation that Rohini is supposed to be the eternal mother of Balramji. So the original Balram was already in the womb of Rohini. And the plenary portion, Anantashesha, established himself in the womb of Devaki as a seventh child. And then suddenly Devaki was sleeping and she saw a dream that her child is being taken away from her womb. And when she woke up, she saw there was no baby in the womb. So all the Mathura, the news spread that Devaki had a miscarriage. And Kamsa was surprised. But he was said, anyway, seventh child, I'm counting. So it is not very much worrisome to me. I don't have to bother about that. And then that seventh child was pulled by the power of Yogmaya in the womb of Rohini, who was in Gokula. And it explained that the Anantashesha portion, the personality, merged into personality of Balaramji, who was in the womb of Rohini in Gokul. And then immediately on fifth day after that, she delivered a baby son. That is the beautiful scenario of today. Exactly after 5 days of apparent miscarriage of Devaki, there Rohini delivered a baby boy. It was Swati Nakshatra. It was Wednesday. At that time, 5 auspicious planets were in Uchchasthan. That means in powerful positions. It was Tula constellation, we call it Tula Lagna, very auspicious also. And time was noon in the after, you know, at 12 o'clock, at noon time. At that time, demigods were showering flowers from their own places. There were Saptarishis, the sages, and the demigods were showering flowers. And it is said that the clouds which were gathered over Gokul, they were showering Varabindu. Varabindu means cool and soft and pleasurable rain. It's not heavy rain like Musaldhar. Very pleasurable, you know, like sprinkle of fragrant water on everybody's. It's like you like to go out in that water and enjoy that rain. It's so pleasant. Such kind of beautiful Varibindu Varsha was going on. And obviously it was Purnima day. So it was full moon. Of course it's daytime, but it was a full moon day. And Nanda Bhavan, it is explained, Nanda Bhavan was fully covered with effulgent light coming out of the body of this small baby boy, Baladevji. At that time, everybody chanted the names of Lord Vishnu and thanked Vishnu and sang, and Nanda Baba called many expert people in singing and playing instruments, and they all gathered and they really sang with so much of joy. And Nanda Baba did Jata Karma of this small baby, and then he donated 10 lakh cows, 1 million cows. And there was a very beautiful Mangalmay auspicious celebration of the birth of Lord Balaram. Now you can see love and the family unit and the culture of this times that we are talking about. Now, baby was born to Rohini. She was not Nanda Baba's wife. She was friend's wife. But to make her feel happy, because her husband was away in jail, it's not a very happy condition that you are pregnant and you are in somebody else's house and your husband happens to be in jail with another co-wife and so much suffering, atrocity, danger, worry is going on, and you are delivering a baby in somebody else's house, and you will feel so morose, no? My husband is not there, my relatives are not there, some danger is going on there. To make her feel very happy and comfortable and to give her all the happiness that her husband would have given otherwise if the baby was born, all that arrangement was done by Nanda Maharaj. This is friendship. This is culture. He made her feel so wonderful actually, so happy and so wonderful, that although she was missing her husband, but she felt spiritually so joyful just in the company of the dear loving Yashoda and her gopi friends and neighbors and, you know, villagers. And all the men came dressed up with nice ornaments and shining dresses. All the ladies came in beautiful gorgeous dresses and flower garlands, and they were running very fast to the house of Nanda Maharaj. Their bells were ringing when they were walking, and they were so overwhelmed and eager to reach. They brought so many gifts for Balaramji. So nothing was left unturned to give complete happiness to Rohini Devi on the occasion of birth of Balaramji. And lo and behold, what happened? Devala, Devarata, Vasishtha, Brahaspati, Narad Muni, Vyasadev, they all appeared in the scene of Nanda Bhavan. This Devarata is supposed to be the father of Yajnavalkya Muni, a very, very famous Muni in our history of Vedas. Vasishtha is guru of Lord Ram. Deval, you know, Asita Devala was mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Brahaspati, the guru of demigods. Narad Muni himself, he says, I also went. He was telling Bahulashwara the story. I also went. And the most important personality was Vyasadev, the Veda Vyas, the writer of all the Vedas, the Jnana incarnation of Sri Krishna. And he started glorifying Lord Balaramji. He told Nanda Maharaj, Nanda, Sanatan Dev Shesha has appeared in your house today, O Nanda. He appeared, he explained actually, he appeared first in Mathura in the womb of Devaki. Then he was brought here by Krishna's desire, by Yogamaya. Oh Nanda, even the perfected yogis do not get darshan of this great personality who has appeared today as a son to give and bless you and give darshan to you. And to only specifically take darshan of this great personality, I have come from all the way Himalayas, the bank of Saraswati. You are very, very fortunate, oh Nanda, that you have got this wonderful baby as a child in your own house. So let me chant the beautiful verses that Vyasadev chanted. Devadi Deva Bhagavan Kama Pala Namostute Namo Anantaya Sheshaya Sakshad Ramaya Te Namaha. He said, you are Lord Ram himself. I mean, in the sense, Lord Ram means one who gives pleasure. You are Kama Pal, you are satisfying the desires of everybody. You are Devadi Dev, the God of all gods. You are Ananta Shesha. Dhara dharaya purnaya sudhamne sirapanaye. Dhara dharaya means you are the supporter of earth. You are complete supreme personality. And you are sirapanaye. You hold the hull, that is plough, in your hand. Sahastra shirase nityam namah sankarshanayate. You have 1,000 hoods when you are in the form of a snake. And you support the earth. You are Nitya, you are eternal. Namas Sankarshanaya, you have been pulled from the womb of Devaki by the power of Yogmaya to the womb of Rohini. That's why you are Sankarshan, joining the two dynasties of Nanda and Vasudev, uniting the two families. Revati Ramanatvam Vai Baladevo Achyutagrajaha. Now Vyasadeva is describing the different activities that Balaramji is going to do in future. He's a small baby, he's in front of him, but he's in the form of prayers, he's telling everybody what the activities of this great personality will be in the future. So he said, you will marry Revati. In short, I will tell you, Raivata, the king, very famous king in Satyayuga, he had a daughter called Revati. And you know, he was looking for a best match, but he couldn't get many match anywhere on the whole universe. So now he had to go to the father of the universe to inquire what to do. The marriage bureau for him was Brahma. He went to Brahma Loka to inquire what to do. I have to find a suitable match. So he said that there is supreme personality of Godhead Baldev now performing pastimes in so-called Dwapar Yuga of the earth along with Sri Krishna. And lot of time has passed and your dynasty and your ancestors and your, what do you call, Vamshajas, many generations have passed. By the time you reach, I hope you will correctly reach at the time of Dwapar Yuga and on earth where Krishna is performing his pastime with Balaramji. So on the order of Brahma, the head of the marriage bureau of Brahma Loka, Revata with Revati came down and presented himself in front of Balaram, who was in the forest. Now, Revati was of the size of Satyayuga. Very, 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 very tall. And Balaramji was suitable for the Dwapar Yuga size. Maybe, just approximately I would say, 10-15 feet. And Revati was many, many feet in the sky. So Balaramji called for his plow. And he raised his plow and pulled Revati down. Up to the ears for the suitable size. It is supposed to be a best size for the wife to be at the ear of the husband. So he pulled her down, made her suitable proportionate size up to his ears, and there was a beautiful marriage between Balaramji and Revati. That's how Balaramji married Revati. And there's a beautiful darshan of Balaram and Revati in Dauji. In Dauji is in the south petal of Sri Vrindavan Dham, and there Baladevji's 6 feet 6 inches tall murti is there, and Revatiji is standing next to it, next to him, not exactly next to him, but in a perpendicular direction, and very humbly standing there. And let me tell the story of Dauji also to you. The place Dauji is a very beautiful place in Brajbhumi, where there is Shir Sagar. And you know, when Balaramji came with the message of Sri Krishna to Vrindavan to console the gopis and the parents, when he was about to come, news came that he is coming. So Nanda Maharaj arranged to milk 100,000 cows. And all their milk, which he milked, was gathered in one pond. That was called a Kshir Sagar. And when Balaramji came, he bathed Balaramji with that milk. So it became Charanamrita of Balaramji. And that is where Balaramji's murti is residing. Very beautiful deity, holding one hand Varuni Patra and one hand is raised like this. Dark color deity of Balaramji. And then in the course of time, when Krishna left the universe, Vajranabhji, from about 4,500 years from now, he installed that deity of Balaramji made by himself. And in the course of time, that deity was lost. And then to Gokulnath Goswami, who is the son of Vallabhacharya, the dream came. And Balaramji appeared in the dream of Gokulnath Goswami, that I am in this particular pond of Kshir Sagar. Please take me out. So Gokulnathji, the son of Vallabhacharya, took the deity out and installed him again in the temple there, which is going on. Worship is going on there. And you get typical, Khadi Sakar? What do you call? Mishri. That Mishri Prasad you get there, very specific. And very loving Brahm Goswamis are there, who always call us when their turn comes to worship. And you can also go and worship the deity, physically serve the deity and dress the deity and touch the deity's feet. Very beautiful. And that is supposed to be, Baladev is the one of the four devas who guard Brajbhumi. In Mathura, Keshav Dev, and in Haridev in Govardhan, and what is the fourth one? I don't remember right now. So Baladev is the guardian of the south petal of Sri Brajbhumi. So Revati Ramanam Tvam Vai Baladevo Achyutagrajah. He will become Achyutagrajah. He will become the elder brother. That means very soon Sri Krishna is going to be born. Halayudaha Pralambagnaha Pahi Maam Purushottama. Oh Purushottama, please save me, protect me. He is not forgetting to offer his prayers and asking for protection. He is saying, Halayudaha, you will be holding plough in your hand. You will be killing Pralamba, Asura, in the course of time. Balaya Balabhadraya Talankaya Namo Namaha. You are the personified strength. You are Balabhadra, the brother of Sri Krishna. Talankaya means your chariot will be always bedecked and decorated with Tala tree, the sign of Tala tree. Tala Anka. The dhvaja of your chariot will be of Tala tree. So if you see when Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra are going in chariot Rathyatra, at that time if you closely observe Baldev's chariot, it has been decorated with Tala tree flags. Everywhere decoration of Tala tree is there. Nilambaraya Gauraya Rauhineyaya Te Namaha. Nilambaraya means you always will wear blue dhoti. That blue dhoti is worn by Balaramji because Sri Krishna's color is blue. And he never wants to forget Sri Krishna. He always wants to cover himself with all deep, intense memories, smaran of Krishna. That is why Radharani also wears blue sari. Sunila Vasana Gauri Rupe Guna Dhanya. So Sri Balaramji also wears blue dhoti. Nilambaraya, Gauraya, your effulgence is fair, like a spring cloud. Rauhineyaya, you are the son of Rohini. Dhenukari, Mushtukari, Kubhandari Stamevahi. You will kill Dhenuka, you will kill Mushtika, you will kill Kubhanda in the course of time. Rukmyari, Kupakarnari, Kutari, Balavantakaha, Balvalantakaha. He's just telling in short all the names. You will kill Rukmi. You will kill Mushtik. You will kill Kupakarna. You will kill Koot. Along with the, you know, Shal, Toshal, Koot, Chanur and Mushtika. The five wrestlers were there. So of that, Mushtika was killed by Balram. And Koot was killed by Balram. Rest were killed by Krishna himself. Kalindi Bhedanosi Tvam Hastinapura Karshaha. You will pull Kalindi and break her into many pieces in the course of time. You will track Hastinapur towards Ganga. Hastinapur Akarshakaha. Dvividari Yadavendro. You will kill Dvivida, Gorilla. You will be the king and the chief amongst the Yadavas, Yadavendra. Brajamandala Bandanaha. You will be the Bhushana, ornament of Sri Brajamandal. Kansa Bhratur Prahannasi. You will kill the brothers of Kamsa. After Kamsa was killed, many brothers attacked. So Balaramji with his plow and gada killed them. Tirthayatra karaha Prabhu, you will be the person who will go for Tirthayatra when Mahabharata war will take place. Duryodhana Guruhu, Sakshat Pahi Pahi Prabhu Jagataha. In your most avadhut kind of behavior, you will adopt Duryodhan as your disciple. Duryodhana Guruhu, Sakshat Pahi Pahi, please protect me, oh my Lord, please protect me. This is how Vyasadeva praised Lord Balaram. Very, very beautiful prayer. I wish I had the tune also, I could have sung. Jaya Jaya Achyuta Deva Paratpara Swayam Ananta Diganta Gatashrutaha Sura Munindra Fanindra Varaya Te Musaline Baline Haline Namaha. All glories to Balaramji, who is Paratpara, means who is transcendental Lord, who is Swayam Ananta. Huh? And he is Munindra, he is worshipped by all the Suras and all the demigods and all the Munis. He is Fanindra amongst all the snakes having hoods, sees the Fanindra, Fanindra Raj. Musaline, he will hold Musal. Haline, he will hold Hal. Baline, he will be full of all strength. I offer my pranams to him. Iham pateta satatam, stavanam tu yaha, satu hare param padama vrajet. What is the meaning of this? Those who will recite these prayers offered by Vyasadev, they will always ascend the spiritual abode, padama vrajet, who is like a lotus flower. They will ascend the spiritual world. Jagati sarva balam tvam ari mardanam. They will be able to destroy their enemies. They will become very powerful. Ari mardanam. They will be able to subdue their enemies. Bhavati tasya jayaha swadanam dhanam. They will be all filled with transcendental and material wealth. Those who will recite this wonderful prayer given by Vyasadeva glorifying Lord Balaram. Ramante yogino yasmin sarvatra ramati tava. Vyasadeva says he will He will be the personality. Actually, he will give great pleasure to all the yogis attempting to unite with Krishna. Sarvatra ramatitava. Everywhere he will spread pleasure. Gunaishcha ramayan bhaktanstena ramam viduhu pare. He will be known as Ram. Ramah viduhu pare means he will be known as Lord Ram because he will be the cause of pleasure to everybody. Because by the mercy of Balaramji only, one will receive tremendous strength, spiritual strength, and by the power of that strength, one will derive great spiritual ecstasy. That is why he is called Ramana. Gunaishcha ramayan bhaktanstena. He will, by his great qualities, please all the devotees. Garbha sankarshana dasya. Sankarshana iti smritaha. He will be known as Sankarshan because his garbha was pulled by Yogmaya. Sarva visheshad yam shesham baladikyad balam viduhu. And why his name is called Shesha? It is explained that when everything is removed, he remains Shesha. That is why he is called as Shesha. That's what Narad Muni explains. Baladikyad balam viduhu. As Shesha, as Balaram, he will be known from his tremendous, extraordinary power. Viduhu, they will be known as. Yogis are always pleased, will be pleased. Devotees will be always pleased. That's why he will be called as Ram, by learned people. So, after a few pastimes, then Krishna was born, and then Putana was killed, Shaktasura was killed, and after a few pastimes, then Vasudev sent Garga Muni to Gokul to perform name-keeping ceremony. And at that time, Garga Muni took them to cowshed because there was danger. They wanted to keep it as a private affair, not to declare to everybody and endanger the lives of Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys. So, Garga Muni also repeated the same thing, that he will be cause of highest bliss to everybody. So he will be called as Ramana. He will be the strength of source of all strength. So he will be known as Bala. He is the king of all demigods also. So he will be known as Deva. So you can call him as Baladeva. And because he is the pleasure giving potency of all the supreme personality of Godhead, he will be called as Ram. And he will be the cause of auspiciousness. He will please all the devotees, and he will give great pleasure to the Vrindavan Basis. So in short, we will go through what pleasure they gave Brijvasis. Iti druksa lilabhir ananda kunde svagosham nimajantam akhyapayantam. So, these two brothers, you know, when they were in Vrindavan, in Nandagaon, they pleased the Brijvasis so much, they drowned them in ecstasy of love and happiness and love. So, when they were breastfed, they were giving so much pleasure to Rohini and Ashoda. They were running here and there, crawling, their bells tied at their waist, were making beautiful sound. It was so pleasing to see that the trait personalities of Godhead, as babies, were running for protection whenever they would hear some big sound of clouds in the sky or some big sound of some animals, you know, running in the laps of Rohini and Ashoda for protection and crying, appear to be very fearful. And then they were decorated always with saffron and sandalwood pulp. They would fall in the clay and their decoration would get mixed up with the clay, and they would often be taken by Rohini and Ashoda to the cowshed, especially when baby cows are there. And you know how babies are, when they are small, they somehow take hold of some stool or some chair or some mother's sari or somebody's leg, and they will stand up and attempt to remain standing by holding that support that they have taken. So like that, in the cow shed, what is the best support? Is the tail of a calf. So what they will do, they will slowly, slowly, whatever is available to their height, then they will climb, and they'll climb, and they'll stand. And then they'll pull that chair, tail. And as soon as the tail is pulled, what happens? The calf gets disturbed. Calf gets, you know, confused. What's happening? So the calf starts running. And they will not leave the tail, both of them. And then what will happen? As the hand is pulled, they will fall on their belly in the beautiful mixture of cow dung and cow urine. It's a very smooth skating mixture all over the cow shed. And then they will fall on the belly, and the belly is decorated with chandan and aguru and beautiful saffron and sandalwood. And all that will get mixed with this beautiful mixture of cow dung and cow urine, and it will form a beautiful medium for skating. And they will skate on their abdomen all over the cow shed. Krishna and Balaram running behind holding the cow tail, and the cows are running everywhere out of confusion and fear with raised ears. And Rohini is tears in eyes. She says, Yashoda Didi, please come, see our Krishna Balaram or Kana and Balua, see how they are beautifully running. And Yashoda will come running to see, and tears filled with eyes. She will see how these two brothers are skating in the cow shed. Then they will become hungry, and then they will cry, and then they will go in between the cow shed and pick this two children are filled with cow dung and cow urine, and then they'll put them to breast, and when they are feeding the breast milk to them, they will see small beautiful teeth coming out from the gums of their mouth, and they will get great pleasure. They'll close their eyes and enjoy transcendental bliss of feeding these two transcendental boys. And then little bigger they became, and what they started? Makhan chori. They would go to different houses and steal butter. Of course, there's not so much time to tell all the butter stories, but very nice stories that the gopis would hang their butter pots higher than their heights, and somehow they'll keep them in dark areas, and then still they would come and steal, because they will make the staircase of friends on their backs. They will climb, and finally they will pluck those pots, break them and eat them and feed the monkeys, and then they will get caught, and then the ladies will say, you are a thief, we'll take you to your mother. He said, what, your butter is not at all tasty, even monkeys are not eating it. Because they would have their bellies full, and they'll fill the bellies of monkey, and then monkey also will be unable to eat, and that time these gopis will come. So they will tell them, your butter is so tasteless that monkeys even don't taste it. And what do you think? I am the son of Nanda Maharaj, who is the king of Nandagaon. There are so many lakhs of cows, and my mother makes cow, Padmaganda cows. She has bred and she has given them Padmaganda grass and the milk, smelling of Padma, lotus flower. The butter derived from that Padmaganda milk is fragrance of lotus is there in that. Why should I come to your house to steal your butter? Like that they will keep arguing. And then one time, their hand is in the pot, filled up to this, and it full mouth is filled, and then they are saying that we are not stealing your butter. Actually, let me explain to you. Please don't get angry and agitated. Just cool down. Listen to me. What I am saying, your pot of butter was filled with ants, and I was thinking that you gopis have worked so hard, grazing cows, feeding them, milking them, and putting yogurt, and then churning them, then yielding the butter out of such a precious material that you have yielded. And ants are crawling everywhere. We thought ants should be removed to maintain the sanctity of this butter. So when we were removing the ants, some of the ants, were quite deep in the butter. So we had to put our hand in the butter. And while I was removing, some ants crawled on my hands. And some of them crawls on my hand, arms, and then shoulders, and then neck, and then my cheek, and then came my lips. It was too titillating, too scratching. So I removed my hand from the butter and removed the ant. And while we were doing that, some butter touched our upper lips. So we just licked that butter. We have not eaten the butter. It's just, the story is like this. And that's how, they would give a lot of pleasure to all the gopis. And the gopis would complain that these boys, we keep them in the dark, and still they find out some of the jewels that they are wearing, they give light. And that in that light they can find out anything and everywhere. So Mother Yashoda sometimes would not wear them jewels, and still they would steal butter. And then they would say, oh, Mother Yashoda, looks like the bodies of these two sons of yours are so effulgent. That they can say anything, anywhere, with or without jewels. Then they will go and pinch the babies. If they don't find butter anywhere, they will put water in the ears of the babies in the cradle. They will wake them up. They will cry. And sometimes both of them will also pass urine and stool in the house of gopis. And then when the complaints would go on, these two boys would sit silently like very disciplined boys. And then they would say, gopis would say, look, 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 when they come at our house, they are so naughty, argumentative, so arrogant and so aggressive. And now, like disciplined children, they are sitting and listening very quietly as if nothing has happened. And then Krishna became a little bigger and he ate dirt. And then Balaramji went and complained to Mother Yashoda. Today our Kana has eaten dirt. You tell me to protect him. He is not listening anything. He just went and ate dirt. So Krishna said that today we had one game and we had two parties. One party was Balaram's, one party was mine. And our party won. My party won. And because his ego was hurt, you know, because he got defeated. Today he got defeated, so he was very much sorrowful. So that's why he is complaining without any reason. I have not eaten dirt. So Mother Yashoda asked Balaramji, what is the fact? He said, no, not only me, see these friends also have seen. I witness, he has eaten the dirt at the bank of Jamuna today. So then Mother Yashoda said, why to discuss back and forth? Open your mouth and see. And you know that Brahmanda Leela took place. Mother Yashoda saw. So, Sakya Leela between Balaramji and Krishna. Many, many beautiful pastimes, but time is little less to describe all these things. In such a way, so in the meantime, Bahulashwa is asking Narad Muni, what kind of fortune Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda had? What did they do to achieve this fortune? The two supreme personality of Godheads are crawling in their courtyards. One of the great devotees, I forget his name, he said, I don't worship anybody in the universe. I only worship Nanda Maharaj. Because the two great personalities, Krishna and Balaram, are crawling at his courtyard to just give pleasure to them. Whole the universe, everybody in the universe, all the munis, sadhus, yogis, are attempting to see a ray of one light coming from one toe of these personalities. And the same whole personalities are as babies, taken the form of a small baby, to do mischievous activities, to speak broken words, to learn how to speak, how to walk, to do stealing activities and to pleasing activities, breast sucking. So many activities they are doing just to please Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So Nanda Narad Muni explained that there were two personalities called Drona and Dhara. And they performed thousands of years of tapasya, eating dry leaves falling from trees and water for 12,000, I think, years. Complete absorption for Krishna. And the Lord Brahma appeared to them and asked them, what do you desire? They said that we want Sri Krishna Balaram as our children and we want complete absorption in serving them. Similarly, Devaki Vasudev also. What was their names before? I just don't remember now. Huh? Sutapa and Prishni in the previous lifetimes. They came as Sutapa Prishni, then came as Kashyapa and Aditi, and Krishna is explaining them, now you have come as Devaki and Vasudev. Even they had performed such pastime, such tapasya. But they asked only to have Krishna as their child. And they asked that we want complete absorption in serving you as a child. So we have to be also very specific and clear what we pray for. Prayers are not mechanical. They are not just because we have to offer something, we offer something. Prayers have to be very thoughtful. I don't want to quote names, but I know one of my closest friend wanted to remain brahmachari. And there was one woman, one lady who wanted to marry him. And she kept on praying for 15 years to get him as a husband. And this Prabhu didn't pray to continue his brahmacharya. Finally, she got married with him. So I was thinking how powerful the prayers are. So if you want to save yourself from something, you also have to counter pray to save yourself. That is why I said that prayers are very specific, and whenever you pray is a science. Akrota is the acharya of Vandanam. And prayer is a science, that you pray very specifically, because you have to understand, when I pray, the supreme personality of Godhead is hearing your prayer as a person, not mechanically. And he will fulfill your desire as per your prayer. So I request all the brahmacharis to constantly pray. To maintain your brahmacharya. It's not just by mechanical, it's not mechanical. You have to, if you are serious, you have to really pray. So many friends always keep telling to keep praying to continue their brahmacharya. So here, Drona and Dhara prayed for complete absorption of whole of their attention in Krishna and Balaram, in dealing with them and serving them, and remain absorbed in their service. So they became Nanda and Yashoda. Nanda was born as a third son of Parjanya. Eldest son was Upananda, then Abhinanda, then Nanda Maharaj, then Sunanda, and then Nandan Chacha. Five, and Nanda Maharaj was the middle son. Yashoda was born in Mehrano village, and her name was Yashoda. That she, when she was born to her parents, she had two brothers and two sisters. And when she was born, the fame of her parents spread like everywhere, anything. So Yashoda, she was giving of Yash the fame. And then at the opportune time, their marriage was suggested, and their marriage took place. And that's how Narad Muni explains. That's how they bought Krishna Balaram as their son. So now you know, on Balaram Day, the wonderful ceremony was organized. Now we'll discuss few beautiful pastimes by visiting so many places of Vrindavan. Because many of us don't generally think that where are the temples of Baladev in Vrindavan Dham. We go everywhere and somehow we come in between. So today I want to draw your attention to some of the important temples of Krishna Balaram or Balaramji in Vrindavan. The most important temple in Sri Vrindavan Dham of Sri Krishna Balaram is Srila Prabhupada's temple. Sri Krishna Balaram. Sri Krishna Balaram ki. You can think that all over the world, Srila Prabhupada established temples of Radha Krishna. And Jagannath Baldev Subhadra were the first ones in San Francisco. But in Vrindavan, he did not establish as a prime deity Radha Krishna temple. He put prime deities as Krishna Balaram. And one of the Vrijavasi close friend of Prabhupada one time came to the temple and actually came to meet Prabhupada, but he didn't come up to see him for a long time. And then he came up and told Prabhupada that, I was searching for Krishna Balaram all over Vrindavan, but I found him in your temple. Prabhupada was very happy. He said, yes, this is Raman Reti. Raman Reti is a place where Sri Krishna Balaram fun and frolic. They have their enjoyments here. They play with their friends. They have fun. And this whole Raman Reti, we established a temple. So I had to make Krishna Balaram deities there as main deity. And Prabhupada said that Sri Krishna Balaram in our temple are first in command. Second in command is Radha Shyam Sundar. And third in command is Gaur Nitai. And amongst Krishna Balaram also, if any of you have any difficulties any time, please approach Balaramji. This is Prabhupada's words. Please approach Balaramji. Whenever you offer your prayers with sincerity in the heart and you express your problems, Balaramji will sort out your problems. So I do practice whenever I go to Vrindavan. I offer lots of prayers to Sri Balaramji for myself and for so many devotees who have difficulties. Sri Balaramji is the King of Krishna Balaram Temple of ISKCON. Hare Krishna. Sri Balaramji Maharaj ki. Then there is, I told you already about the temple in south petal of Vrindavan, that is Dauji. Then there is Talwan. Let me now explain to you the beautiful pastime of Dhenukasur Vadha. That is where Balaramji killed Dhenukasur. So, Sri Krishna and Balaram were walking, and Balaramji, and that is the place we can read in that chapter when Sri Krishna Balaram are walking. Sri Krishna is actually using choicest word to glorify Balaramji. All the words I don't remember, but one thing I remember is that, look, all the trees, see how they are studded with fruits and flowers, and because of the weight of the flowers, they are bowing, they are bent down. All the branches have come down, and look, actually they're all their fruits with love and devotion, they're actually bowing down at the lotus feet of Balaramji. And see, all the trees, they are so much devoted to Balaramji. All the atmosphere is getting enthused just because Balaramji is walking. And the coward boy said that, Baldevji, We know you are so strong and so powerful. We have one desire we can express to you. He says, please express. He said that whenever we walk by this place, such beautiful fragrance comes. This fragrance is coming from the fruits of tala fruits. And very close by is Talwan. There are millions of trees there, studded with fragrant, tasty, succulent, beautiful fruits of tal, and we never get it. We only have to satisfy ourselves with the smell. Why? Because there is one demon called Dhenukasur, with so many of his ass friends, is staying there, and he is not allowing anybody to go there. And the fruits fall down and get rotten and get wasted, but he doesn't allow anybody to come inside. Can you please allow us to eat those fruits? And that's how they start walking towards that. Baldevji said, yes, yes, I will fulfill your desire. And Baldevji went, and very royally, with all his might, he shook the trees. And he made loud sound, garjana. And all the fruits fell down, and all the coward boys ran, went running. They picked up the fruits, started enjoying the fruits, and with a loud sound made by Baldevji, Dhenukasur, who had a habit of sleeping in the afternoon, he woke up. He said, how dare anybody come in? This is given in the scriptures. He was sleeping in the afternoon. So he hit Baldev with his hind legs. He was greatly angry. How dare you can come, not only alone, with so many people, and you are spoiling my trees and eating the fruit without my permission. So he started shouting like a donkey, running around everywhere after hitting Baldevji on chest. And Baldevji lifted Dhenukasur by one hand, holding these two hind legs, whirled him around and smashed him on the ground. Don't think he was killed. Shukadeva Goswami had very less time, because Parikshit Maharaj was supposed to die in 7 days. So he told him in short. And that's where Bhagavatam, the story ends. All the tall trees. So what happened is, he smashed him on the ground. I'm sorry, first he didn't smash him on the ground. He whirled him and threw him on the tallest tree of tal. And that tree fell down because of the huge weight that came upon it. And that fell on other tree. Then that fell on other tree. Another tree, another tree. And like, you know, children have that cards, you know, that cards they make. And they snap one card and all the cards fall down in line. And then they keep on watching that for a long time. Like that, all the trees one after another fell down by the smashing of one tree and falling of one tree. And all the fruits also fell down. Everybody started enjoying the fruits. Then Dhenukasur rose again. He grabbed Baldev, took Baldev one yojan away by pushing like an elephant. No, he just ghasit ke leke gaya. One yojana means 8 miles away. Obviously out of Talwan, huh? Very surely. Then Baldev lifted Dhenukasur again and started whirling him and smashed him on the ground on the back. Dhenukasur fainted. He fell unconscious. He had a head injury, bleeding like anything. Still got up with great anger, red eyes. And then he manifested 4 horns on his head by his siddhi powers. And he started chasing all the Gopa boys. Then all the Gopas became inspired and they became enthused and became angry. You know, all these Gopas also had weapons and they also carried weapons regularly when they would go. So Sridhama hit Dhenukasur with a stick. Subala hit him with fists, you know, Mukke Mara. Stoka Krishna, he had something like pash, something to bind, and with that he hit him. Arjuna hit him with sharp weapon, like missile, called Kshepana, like, you know, shooting weapon, sharp weapon. And Anshu hit him with kicks. Vishal pressed him down with force by his legs. Tejasvi pushed him by his neck, by head and neck, he pushed him away. Like, they all were wrestlers, no? They were always wrestling. Devaprastha slapped him several times on his face. They also were gutsy because of the company of Krishna Balaram. Varuthappa hit him with a ball which they used to play with. And Sri Krishna came afterwards and whirled Dhenukasur with his legs and threw him on Govardhan mountain. Sri Krishna also came in between, lifted him by 2 legs, whirled him and threw him on Govardhan, which is very far from there. If on today's date, it is not less than 30 kilometers away from Talwan. And then Dhenukasur was unconscious for 6 hours on Govardhan mountain. Then he woke up,
came to consciousness. He lifted Krishna on his two horns and carried Krishna in the sky 100,000 yojanas high. That means 800,000 miles high, and started fighting with Krishna in the sky. Sri Krishna threw him down from 1,000 yojanas high situation. All the bones of Dhenukasura got broken and again fell unconscious. He again woke up and then he went to Govardhan and he uprooted the Govardhan hill and threw it on Krishna. Krishna caught Govardhan Parvat like a ball and threw him back in the position where Govardhan was. That means he put Govardhan back in his position. Then Dhenukasura again attacked earth by his legs and caused earthquakes. Like, you know, when you get angry and frustrated, you start hitting the earth with his legs. And he hit Balaram with hind legs again. Then Dhenukasura roared loudly, and with his loud roar, all the Brahmanda into Brahmaloka shook in fear. Earth started trembling and trembling. Then Baladev held Dhenukasura by his hands and smashed him on the ground, on earth, again and again. Then Dhenukasura's head broke into pieces. He fell unconscious. And Baladev kept hitting him with fist. And finally, Dhenukasura died. Shri Baladev Bhagavan ki! All these beautiful fights, you may feel why it's so much required. Because otherwise there will be no fun. There will be no fun in description, no fun in hearing. You can go also inside the heart of Dhenukasura, go inside the heart and the main artery he can cut off. No, without any efforts. But no, Sri Krishna Balaram come down to please their devotees. So with his all wonderful Santhani case, you know, breathtaking fights, all the demigods are watching in the sky. And immediately after Dhenukasura was killed, they showered flowers. All the Saptarishis and sages and demigods and demigoddess started dancing apsaras in the sky and threw flowers on Baldevji. Immediately, Dhenukasura assumed a dark-colored Vishnu form, wearing pitambar. Immediately, a rath appeared, which are 1,000 wheels, 1,000 flags. Many, many lakhs of associates serving him, moving chamars to serve him. His chariot was bedecked with so many jewels shining. Chariot spread over one yojana, 8 miles, running with the speed of mind. Many thousands of ankle bells dingling and dazzling on the chariot that appeared. And in front of everybody, Dhenukasura, who has now left the body of Dhenukasura, the soul ascended in divine body, which is dark colored, with four arms and flowers and garlands, and wearing pitambar. And where he went? He went back to Golok Dham. Dhenukasura ascended Golok Dham. So immediately question was asked by Bahulashva. How is this? So Bahulashva was explained by Narad Muni that Bali Maharaj, Virochan Putra, Prahlad Putra Virochan, Virochan Putra Bali Maharaj had a son. Many sons were there. One son was Sahasik. And he was very beautiful, very attractive, very strong, very chivalrous. He went with 10,000 beautiful ladies to Gandhamadana mountain. And he was enjoying, you know. And soon when they were enjoying, there was sounds of instruments and sounds of drums and sounds of ankle bells and laughters and this and that. And lo and behold, unfortunately, on that mountain, who was meditating? Durvasa Muni. Gadbad ho gaya. So Durvasa Muni was that time in too much austerity and become too weak and old. Long white beard he had. He got disturbed and he came out holding a stick and he saw this Sahasika enjoying with 10,000 women and making noise in this very beautiful and peaceful place. So he said, "You fool, you are enjoying like a donkey here with so many women, you will become a donkey yourself." And instantly he became a donkey. You can imagine a very beautiful person, very handsome, strong, arms and, you know, crown and jewels and so many women around, and suddenly you become a donkey. How does it sound, you know? Very, very... So, he became very humble immediately because he understood that he has become donkey now. Durvasa Muni said, "For 400,000 years you will remain a donkey." Another shot of insult in front of 10,000 women.
But because you have become humble, I will give you ushap, that means benediction, that Lord Baladev will kill you. A very interesting point here, that even Krishna was involved in the battle. He was also lifting him and whirling him. But why Krishna did not kill him? Any guess? Because Narasingha Dev had promised Prahlad that 21 generations of your own family will be protected by me. So, Prahlad's son Virochan, Virochan's son Bali, Bali's son Sahasik. So, in the same line, same family. So, he got him killed by Balaramji Maharaj. Shri Baladevji Maharaj ki jai. So, in Talwan there is a beautiful Baladev temple. And where finally Denukasura was killed, there is a pond called Balabhadra Kunda. Then we go to Nandagaon, a very beautiful place. Huh? They always say, Pure Parivar ka darshan hai, Bahine side mein, Bade Bhaiya ke paas mein, Baba khade hai, Chote Bhaiya ke paas, Yashoda Mai khadi hai, aur uske baju mein, kyunki sasural mein khadi hai, Radha Rani bhi khadi hai, baju mein. Very beautiful darshan. Whenever you go there, you see Sri Krishna Balaram standing so gorgeously, so graciously, playing their flutes, wearing their pitambars, and of the same dark color. So, in scriptures, it is explained why they are both dark color. Because we explained that he is a color of spring cloud, very fair in color. Because in Braj Bhumi, is a Madhurya Bhumi, where everything is so intense. Everything. So, our dear Radhanath Maharaj told me long back, everything is very intense in Vrindavan Dham. Your tests are very intense, your pains are very intense, and your happiness and your bliss also very intense. Sadhana is intense, the mercy is intense, everything is intense because Sri Krishna and Balaram live there and give you Shuddha Bhakti there in a very concentrated and intense form. That's why everything is intense over here. So Sri Krishna and Balaram, when they live together in Vrindavan, Baladev becomes intensely absorbed in Krishna's thoughts. Krishna consciousness. So he becomes Krishnamaya. So full of Braj Bhumi. Wherever you go, wherever there is Balaram's deity, it is dark in color. Another bhav in that is, one is he is Krishnamaya. Second is that he is in Vatsalya bhav also. Because he knew, everybody who came to kill Krishna, they had 2-3 signals by Kamsa. The dark color boy, wearing peacock feather and playing flute. So to protect Krishna also, you would assume dark color, so that Kamsa's people would get confused between the two. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in 10th canto, that there were some questions raised by Brijvasi sometimes. So our dear Nandan Shastri, Devaki Nandan Shastri, Goswamiji of Nandagaon, was a great pandit of Bhagavatam. You can tell any sloka of Bhagavatam from anywhere, and he would continue whole Bhagavatam after that. Like that his knowledge was there. He was the only personality who Ramesh Baba would make him sit on the same Vyasasana. Amongst the Brijvasis. He was so learned and so loving. Such a sweet Brijvasi he was. So he started quoting immediately slokas in which Sri Krishna and Balaram, and not only Sri Krishna Balaram, but many, 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 all the cowherd boys, also playing flutes and herding their cows. So he gave praman from scriptures that it is also bona fide that Sri Krishna and Balaram both played flutes. Another reason why he was in black, because Mother Yashoda would dress them equally. Same dhoti, same kurta, same flute, and same sweetmeats, and same, everything same, so that they should not fight. So any toys, anything they would bring, they would not fight because they would be provided with same things equally. That is why they look similar. But if you see very closely, Balaramji is little taller, and he has little different face than Krishna. And Krishna looks little smaller in face, and Balaramji looks little elder in face. And because Balaramji is elder, he stands next to Nanda Maharaj, And Krishna is younger, so he stands next to Yashodamai. And he said that because Krishna is small, Krishna also is served on plate, and one and a half plate is served to Yashodamai. And then Sri Krishna sometimes eats from his plate, and sometimes from mother's plate. And some things mother also feeds him by her own hands. And Baldevji stands next. And there are very beautiful stories in Nandagaon, how they would come from herding cows, and how Mother Yashoda Nanda Maharaj would so eager to see Yashoda Mai, would always her eyes and filled with tears and her breast dripping with milk, constantly going up and down, seeing from the window whether sun has come down or not, whether my dear children have come back or not, why sun is taking so long time to set now. So he would go again and again, back and forth, And finally, the sun would set down and rays would come from the window inside the house, and she would not wait upstairs. She would not be able to hold her upstairs. She would tell her husband and everybody, come down, we'll receive Krishna down only. There's a place called Nanda Baithak. And in Nanda Baithak, you know, in Terakadamba, Krishna will play flute and gather all cows, and they would sing and dance and come. And they would run in the lap of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna would sit on right lap and Balaramji on left lap. And a very typical picture is there. You know, their both legs are like this. Krishna's right leg and Balaramji's left leg are crossing on the lap of Nanda Maharaj. And they both are telling, today, what happened? And both of them are very eager in narrating. And everybody is listening the beautiful experiences of Krishna Balaram with cowherd boys while herding cows in the forests of Vrindavan. And then after hearing for long time, sufficiently giving the ear to the children, they would go. So what lesson we should learn from this? All our parents who have young children, when they come from playing, when they come from school, please give them a patient hearing, whatever they have to say. Whatever they have done today, whatever it may appear nonsense, insignificant, irrelevant, unimportant to all the parents, which doesn't do any relevance in the business or the goal of life. Still, it is mandatory to listen to the children fully till they are satisfied. After they hear, then you can do your duties. So like that, they would first sit down there. Before even doing anything, they would jump in the lap of Nanda Maharaj and just go on talking. When they are satisfied, then they would lift them up and take them on the top of the mountain. And then all the bathing and singing and buttermilk and sweetmeats and sandesh, everything will come afterwards. First they want to speak so many things, what happened today, this happened, that happened, and the coward boy will speak in between, yes, today he killed Dhanukasur, today he killed this one, that one. And then they would have a lot of noise and description, and then Mother Yashoda will look here and there to coward boys and to him and Krishna and Balaram, and then they would go up. Then we go to a beautiful place called Unchagaon. Unchagaon is place of Lalita Devi, and there is a Balaram temple. You will wonder why there is Balaram temple there. Because Lalita Devi were very close friends with Revati. And when Revati got married with Baldevji, by that pulling down, then she brought her husband to Unchagaon. And she stayed there with Lalita. And it's a beautiful residence. And that's why there is a beautiful temple with Baldevji and Revati in Unchagaon. Then there is a temple of Dauji in Gokul, where Sri Krishna and Balaramji born. By the way, I forgot to mention to you, there is a place in the near the bank of Jamuna where Jagannath Mandir is there in Gokul. Anybody have you visited? That is the actual place of birth of Balaramji. In that Jagannath temple, where that location is, where Jagannath temple is built now, that is the place where Baldevji appeared from the womb of Rohini. And in Gokul, there's a beautiful darshan. Again, big Balaramji standing in the center with Varuni in one hand, with Varuni in left hand and right hand raised. And then there is on lower level Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda in Gokul. And below that is one cradle. In the end, swinging is Sri Kanaiya ji in the cradle. That is the darshan of, that is where you, the pujari tells you, sit down here and say, ha 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 ha, abhi aso, sab log aso, ha 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 ha. That is what is told there. That is the place. It's called Chaurasi Khamba. And Gokul, where Nanda Maharaj lived before he shifted to Nandagam and Vrishabhanu Maharaj shifted to Barsana. Another temple. Then there is a beautiful place called Bathen. You know, there is Choti Bathen and Badi Bathen. When you go from Nandagam to Koshi, on the way to Jauvat, there is a place called Bathen. We went this time on exploration yatra. That is a place where Baldevji is sitting very peacefully, like nicely, resting. And that place is called as Bathen because Baldevji, after herding cows, sat there resting. It's a very beautiful temple there. Then another temple is there called Dhoka Dauji. I'm sure you must have seen Dhoka Dauji. How many of you have seen Dhoka Dauji? Oh, very few. You must go and see the temple. This is on the Govardhan. Just little beyond Govind Kund, when you go towards Parikrama, when you continue your Parikrama, after you have darshan of Govind Kund and the closest Govardhan darshan, you walk ahead. And a little bit, in few minutes, you come across a pink temple right on the Govardhan mountain, where you cannot go inside the temple, but a very big pink temple. The story behind the temple is, Sri Krishna was performing his spring pastimes, and in spring pastime, he performed Ras Lila. And when he was performing Ras Lila, Some people say through the tears that flew from the eyes of Krishna and gopis. And some people say the sveda, that is the, actually both are true, the divine sweat that came out of the body of gopis and Krishna. They got collected and Chandra Sarovar was formed. And when this Rasila was in full swing, the demigods gathered in the sky, Indra played a drum and all the demigods started playing their drums, but they couldn't match with the symphony that Krishna exhibited. But their symphony was ankle bells and bangles that they were wearing. And they couldn't match, but still they accompanied them. And this divine Rasila was being observed by Baldevji from the top of Govardhan mountain. And when he was observing that, he realized that if they see me, then Krishna will become embarrassed because I am his elder brother, he is my younger brother, and he will stop his Rasleela. So not to disturb Krishna, he bowed down. And in the bowed down, almost hiding position, he was observing that pastime of Rasleela of Krishna during springtime. That's called the Vasanti Ras. And while Vasanti Ras was being performed, Baldevji observed it and he became stunned with ecstasy. That is one of the eight symptoms of ecstasy is stamba. He became stunned. He became like a rock. Immovable. And that temple is Baldevji in that position of bowing down. Dhoka means to bow down. And that is the place where Baldevji bowed down and observed the Rasleela of Krishna. So that's why it's called as Dhoka Davji temple or Govardhan. So, Sri Baldevji's pastimes are unlimited. They are divided into some pastimes are in Vrindavan, some pastimes are out of Vrindavan. But with the time constraint, we will narrate one very beautiful pastime that is in Bhandiran also. There is one temple of Baldevji. All of you must have seen near the Venukoop where the Krishna dug the well and took bath after killing Vatsasur. Just in front of that, there is beautiful Baldev temple because in Bhandiran, Baldevji killed Pralambasur. They had a game in such a way, they made two teams and Krishna's team and Balaram's team, they were playing and they made a rule that whoever will win, the losing team will carry them like a horse and give them a round. So there, Baldevji was being carried by the demon Pralambasur in the guise of a coward boy. And Krishna was being carried by Sri Dama. And then, Baldevji was carried very, very, very far beyond the decided area. And suddenly the demon, because Baldevji assumed a very heavy situation, he became very heavy as powerful. And then he couldn't anymore carry him. And then he became so big, the demon manifested his original form. His head was in the skies and clouds. So Baldevji hit him with his fist on head. And like Indra attacks a mountain with his thunderbolt and thunderbolt cracks and lava comes out like Jwalamukhi, like that, the head of the demon Pralambasur broke and then he died in Bhandiran. So there's a deity of Baldevji in Bhandiran and Pralambasur is lust personified and desire for personal gain and honor which is destroyed by Baladev. And before I explain to you Dhenukasur is gross material intelligence and ignorance about spiritual knowledge. Baladevji, by his great mercy, removes gross material intelligence and gives you spiritual intelligence as we explained earlier. And he also removes the ignorance of spiritual knowledge and bestows of spiritual knowledge. Srila Prabhupada said, if we glorify Balaramji morning and evening, everyone will become great devotees of Krishna and life will become successful. Attaining the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna is possible only by the mercy of Sri Balaram. Balaram is a friend of the most fallen and wretched. Entry in Brajras is possible only by the mercy of Balaram. These are all statements of Srila Prabhupada. Then comes a beautiful pastime of the bodily prowess of Balaramji, that Duryodhan's daughter Lakshmana was upavar, marriageable age. And Duryodhan set up her Swayamvara, where he called all the beautiful princes from many countries and they were desirous to get the hand of Lakshmana. And Lakshmana, decorated beautifully, was standing and she was supposed to choose her husband. And there comes suddenly the son of Krishna and Jambavati, Samba, very chivalrous, very beautiful, very handsome, and somehow Lakshmana didn't have that desire to choose him as a husband, but somehow he had fallen in love with Lakshmana, one-sidedly. So he came straight in the assembly, before she even started choosing, he picked her up, lifted her up, put her in chariot and he ran away. That is allowed in Kshatriyas, not today, by the way. In Kshatriya times, when people are real Kshatriyas and chivalrous and they were doing all the other duties of Kshatriya Dharma, they were allowed by their prowess to pick up on their, you know, on the point of their own strength, they can pick up. Like Sri Krishna lifted Rukmini and put her on the chariot and very graciously, like a lion lifts a deer in the middle of many jackals, he lifted very graciously and took her away. Like that, Samba came and lifted Lakshmana and took her away. And all the Kurus were surprised. They were like wondering, Hari, what happened in front of our eyes? This boy has taken away our daughter against her will. Bhishmadev came, Arjuna came, Duryodhana came. They were all Kurus, you know. So Bhishmadev said, we must attack this boy and arrest him, but do not kill him, because now our daughter Lakshmana is touched by him. Now she can't be married with anybody else. Now she has to marry with him only. So you can punish him, arrest him, but don't kill him. And immediately all the Maharathis, six of them, were chosen in the leadership of Karna. And they all ran behind Samba and told him, Savdhan Samb, fight with us. Typical Mahabharat, you know. So Samba turned. He was also chivalrous. When any Kshatriya, Prabhupada says in this description, any Kshatriya is challenged by anybody, whether one or more, he will not run away. He will fight and lay his life down, but not run away. So he turned and he fought so chivalrously that all the six Maharathis, one of them was Karna, one of them was Duryodhan, they all were defeated by him. He just shot arrows like rains on them. They were so much overpowered and overwhelmed, they just couldn't fight with him one to one, because before they were fighting one to one, and each one of them, whenever they confronted him, he just defeated them. They had to go behind. Then they decided that now he cannot be controlled by one person. So they all, six of them, gathered and attacked him. One of them killed his chariot. One of them killed his charioteer. One of them broke his chariot, made him chariotless. One of them, Karna specifically, broke his string of the arrow, of the bow. And because he was still fighting very chivalrously, so all the six Maharathis were glorifying, Jai, Jai, beautiful, beautiful. You know, they were actually testing him. How? Because anyway he's going to get married to my daughter, let me test how strong he is. And he really proved it, you know, his worth. They were really happy. But still, they arrested him, separated from Lakshmana, and put him in the jail. In a seclusion. Nazar Kaid. And news went to Mathura. I think Dwarka, sorry. And everybody became... Narad Muni actually went, I'm sorry. Narad Muni went to Dwarka and told the news how Samba was arrested, you know, out of the rule, breaking the rules of law, unjustifiably, they arrested him. So everybody got so angry. Ugrasen said, right now we get our army. What do these Kurus think of themselves? We'll just go and destroy them. In the leadership of Krishna and Balaram, we'll go and destroy them. And the army also gathered. But Baladevji, in a very peaceful personality, he said, well, it doesn't take much to start a war. Little small thing, a war can erupt. But that's not a solution for everything. I will try to prevent this war because we are relatives. Kuru Vamsha and Yadu Vamsha are relatives. Somehow many marriages and relations are already there. So we are friends right from beginning and we have shared so many pleasures together. So I will go and first try to make a truce. So he went with Brahmanas, with paraphernal to get married, everything together, with army, everything together. Because he thought in case they agree then we can get the marriage also done there only. If they don't agree, we'll fight with them. So even war, all encompassing preparation. So he went and he didn't enter Hastinapur. He put his camp at outskirts of Hastinapur and sent Uddhava with a message. And as soon as Uddhava went, everybody stood up and they received Uddhava with so much of love. And he said, Balaramji has come at outskirts. Everybody just ran from inside Hastinapur to outskirts. Duryodhana, Arjuna, Bhishmadev, Drona, Karna, everybody with garlands and ornaments and food and sweetmeats and all paraphernalia, padya, they worshipped Balaramji and they glorified him and praised him. And then Balaramji, after all this reception, stood up. And he said, with grave voice like thunderbolt, everybody was silent. He said, Samba stole Lakshmana. And he was going away. And six of you, fully armed, attacked him and unjustifiably fought with him together and have kidnapped him. King Ugrasen, by whose order even Indra is scared. Indra followed the instructions. King Ugrasen has sent an order, immediately release Samba and Lakshmana and get them married. This is the order of Yadu King, King Ugrasen. Please follow the order of King Ugrasen immediately and release Samba instantly. As soon as Balaramji said that, Duryodhan and all the Kurus became very angry. They started speaking all nonsense. They said, you Yadus are actually cowards. We have bestowed upon you royal insignia. We have given you all these powerful things and you are enjoying our leftovers and you have become so puffed up. You need to be subdued. And they all spoke nonsense. Long paragraph is there where they spoke very harsh word, you know, angry, giving anger to Balaramji, and they just left and went to Hastinapur. So Hastinapur, then when they went, Balaramji got very angry. His eyes became like red coal. He was looking like he would destroy the whole universe instantly. He raised his plough immediately. He called for a plough and appeared in his hand. And that time he looked like Kal personified. And he hit the plough on the ground and uprooted whole Hastinapur from earth. Maybe our children play now that map game. Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, you know, and they lift one Maharashtra and they put it Maharashtra in place and they make India like that. Huh? So easy to pick up Maharashtra and Andhra Pradesh in Karnataka. Balaramji by unlimited strength uprooted whole Hastinapur from the face of the earth and hung it in the sky, and he was rushing with speed of the wind to put that whole Hastinapur in the Mother Ganga. Prabhupada explains that Mother Ganga and Jamuna actually are same. Whatever manifests there is Jamuna, but actually is Ganga only. So he ran with Hastinapur on his tip of his hull to drown it in Ganga. And you can imagine what must have happened in Hastinapur. Everybody was there in Hastinapur. Bhishmadev, Drona, Arjuna, all Kauravas, they were all the old and youngs and wives, and everybody was running, shouting. There was a big chaos. Save us, Trahimam, please save us. So Arjuna and Duryodhana and all company became incensed. They said, my God, Baldev is going to drown us in Ganga en masse together. What to speak of Lakshmana and Samba? So they all came running, and what they did? They put Samba in front, Lakshmana behind, and all Kurus lined up behind. What is the most successful method of calming down Baldev? Is to see Samba, because he has said, get Samba back. If you see Samba's face, then he will cool down immediately. Then we can show our face immediately. So, sorry, I'll finish very soon. So then all of them got Samba married there itself, and very great pomp and big dowry was given by Duryodhan, and Samba got married with Lakshmana, and they happily went to Dwarka. Sri Baladev Maharaj ki, Sri Balabhadra Bhagavan ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Balaram Jayanti Mahamahotsav ki. Let us all pray to Balaramji with great devotion, to protect us, to give us strength, and to make us perfect in our devotional life. Shri Balaramji Bhagavan ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.